You're listening to Teaching Millionaires Podcast, as always, hosted by Rich Smith. You're now on the path to learning more about personal finance and achieving financial freedom. Are you ready? And now your host, Rich Smith.
Have you heard about the Employee Retention Credit, also known as ERC? It was something that was around in 2020, 2021. There's some rumors that even I know are no longer true, like you can't get it if you had PPP, you can't file for it anymore, the deadline's passed, and none of that is true. So today I wanted to share with you exactly what is the difference between the Employee Retention Credit for 2020 versus 2021, and even how you could apply. So stick around, you're not gonna wanna miss this. So you heard right. Around March 2020, there was the stimulus packages making the news, and one of the ones that didn't get very many of the headlines was the Employee Retention Credit, also known as ERC. And the rules for 2020 actually were different than the rules that they ended up having for 2021. And then the rules for 2021, they were changed again and then updated again one more time. So before I dive into the differences between 20 and 2021, please drop a like for this video. It's gonna help spread the word about the Employee Retention Credit for all the business owners in your network, my neighborhood, everybody. And I just opened access to our private Discord server, The Millionaire Movement. Feel free to check it out. All right, so I have partnered with a company out of Utah called the ERC Specialists. They are one way to apply for the Employee Retention Credit. They'll look at your numbers and your paperwork, do all the analysis, get back to you with a ERC credit number down to the penny and say, do you want us to file on your behalf? Now, full disclosure, they do charge for their services. There is a fee. And if you decide to use them, you are helping out this channel. So please consider doing so. And I'll leave a link down below in the description. So let's take a look at that chart right here. Even if you decide to talk to your accountant about this or your payroll company, the rules are the same for all business owners. First off, as you can see here for 2020, we are going to look at March 13th, 2020 through December 31st, 2020. And what they're going to give you is a 50% payroll tax credit back on qualified wages. Now that's a lot of money, but depending on how little or how much you pay your W-2 employees, you can get back a max credit per employee of up to $5,000 for all of 2020. Now you might say to yourself, that's not a lot, but to my business owners out there that have 5 or 10 employees, we're not even talking about 2021 yet, we're talking about 2020, you could get back anywhere between $25,000 and $50,000 just for 2020. Now there's actually two main ways to qualify for this, and then a third that I'll talk about in a second. Now the first one was a revenue qualifier, essentially a revenue reduction. If at any quarter you were down 50% in gross receipts, gross revenue compared to 2019, then you could qualify for that same quarter in 2020. So basically, you know, before the shutdowns and everything, 2019, that's what business looked like, and they're gonna compare 2020 to it quarter by quarter. Now, another way you could qualify is something known as partial or full suspension. For example, in our neck of the woods, they shut down schools, they shut down dentist office, they shut down restaurants, basically everything was closed. If you were a retail store in the malls were closed. Like, basically everything was shut down. So the way that it reads is that if the operation of your trade or your business was suspended by a governmental shutdown, partially or fully, then you could qualify for that time of that shutdown for an employee retention credit. And of course, with all the new rules, yes, if you got PPP in 2020, or you got EIDL in 2020, yes, you can still qualify for ERC. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, wow, 2020, that's pretty good, but that was a long time ago. It doesn't matter. You can retroactively file for this for up to 3 years. But time's ticking. And if you want to get in line, I can tell you right now, the IRS is behind more than double the amount of time it takes to process these ERC credits. So just have some patience. We are looking at anywhere between 4 to 8 months for the IRS to actually process and get you back this money. So let's go ahead though and take a look at 2021 so you can kind of see how it's a bit different. Now, they were much more generous for 2021. As you can see, it applies to quarter 1, 2, and 3. And they actually said it no longer applies to Q4, except for one case that I'll get to in a second. But now your maximum credit per employee is $7,000, not for the year, but per quarter. So again, any W-2 employees you had on the books, let's say, again, I'll use a nice round number like 10, you could get up to $7,000 for the first quarter, second quarter, and third quarter for a total of $21,000 just for 2021, not including 2020, just for 2021 for the employee retention credit. Now, I should have mentioned this before, but this is for quote unquote small employers, but we're talking for 2021, it's 500 employees or less, or for 2020, it was actually 100 employees or less. So let's take a look at that 2021 revenue qualifier. They allow you to get the ERC credit if your gross receipts were down 20% in 2021 compared to 2019. Again, they're using 2019 as a baseline. So you go quarter by quarter for 2021 and you kind of compare quarter one, quarter two, quarter three. Now, I will say if your business started in 2020, then you're going to use 2020's numbers to compare it to 2021. But again, that's more of a special case. Moving on to the full or partial suspension qualifier, that pretty much stays the same. You kind of remember how things were like opening back up and then shutting back down. I remember one like spring day, it seemed like everything was back open and then like 2 weeks later it was shut back down. So again, if there was that governmental mandate that restricted any of your operations, it limited you, your travel, your meetings, then again, you could qualify for that specific time period during that quarter. And one other kind of unknown thing, like again, a rule change, is that governmental organizations, public colleges, universities, whose principal purpose was providing medical, hospital care, you know, even federal institutions like credit unions, they could actually look into qualifying for 2021. A bit of a rare situation there, but you know there's tons of businesses out there. We're talking nonprofits, churches, private schools, all of those types of businesses should look into qualifying and getting these funds. And the last little topic I'll talk about is something called a recovery startup business. Businesses that began operations after February 15th, 2020 can qualify regardless of revenue or shutdown orders for a maximum of $50,000 per quarter. So if you opened your business right after all these shutdowns in 2020, then so long as you had W-2 employees on the books, you could qualify for the employee retention credit. Quick break from the show to talk about travel. That's right. Everyone's asking me if we have any trips planned, and I always reply yes, because my family has buy one, get one free flights with Southwest Airlines. It's no secret, but not too long ago, I wrote an ebook on how to earn the Southwest Airlines Companion Pass. This gets you and a companion the ability to fly on Southwest Airlines for up to 2 years with buy one, get one free flights. As always, I'm sharing this with you, my loyal podcast listeners, 100% for free. So check out the link in the show notes to download a free copy of the ebook and learn how to travel the world using points and miles today. Over the past year, I've helped thousands of businesses get back millions of dollars because of a federal program called the Employee Retention Credit, ERC. Now it's your turn. I need your help to spread the word to other business owners you know and in your community. That's right, Forbes.com estimates that over 80% of business owners are good candidates for ERC, but still do not know about this program. Well, the good folks at the ERC Specialists have an affiliate program. By signing up, you can help educate other business owners about the Employee Retention Credit, help them get this life-changing money, and earn yourself a commission. It's win-win for all of us. If you're interested in helping, then check out my link in the show notes to sign up. All right, now back to the show. All right, a couple of key takeaways. 2020 versus 2021 for the Employee Retention Credit is kind of like night and day in the sense that most businesses weren't looking at 2020. And then in 2021, they started looking into it. Now, a year or two later, almost everybody's heard about ERC, the Employee Retention Credit. And I encourage you to seek out these funds, get them back from the government. When the statute of limitations for amending those 941s occurs, any funds, any business that didn't qualify and get back that money is essentially letting the government keep their business's money. Now, I don't want to see that. That's why I've partnered with the ERC specialists. You can check out my link down below to see if your business qualifies. It's completely free to do so. There is a fee if you decide to file with them. However, that helps out this channel, and I really appreciate it. Oh, and one more thing. If you're a business owner out there who's a sole proprietor, maybe you're a business owner who pays your employees in cash, 1099s, whatever, there's still a way for you to help spread the word about ERC and make a little money for yourself. Consider it like a side hustle or second income. I'll leave a link down below in the description to the ERC affiliate program. It's through the same ERC specialists, and you could essentially go to your network, local businesses, your neighbors, and say, hey, have you heard of this ERC credit? If they decide to sign up and qualify, you get a commission, they get their ERC money, and it's win-win for everybody. All right, there's a ton more resources on my website, so please check that out. And if you're new to the channel, please don't forget to hit subscribe and ring that notification bell. All right, as always, I'm Rich, and until next time.
Thanks so much for listening to Teaching Millionaires Podcast. If you liked the show and want to know more, check out our website at teachingmillionaires.com. Remember to leave us a review, rate the podcast 5 stars, and if you're new to the show, hit that subscribe button.